7. We're sponsored today by 30 Rock on the air 5 nights a week, 11:30 and midnight on Fox. And I'm going to hook you up with some tickets to this 5x5 concert series with Red Bull and Dipset and Bottle. And my guest has arrived. Can we have a one time, please? Frank Ocean.
I'm here.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Angie.
Why don't I know much about you, Frank?
I don't know. I think that's just...
Is that on purpose?
It's just my personality.
Are you going for the man of mystery thing?
I'm not even going for it. It's just kind of how it is.
You don't really... I know you live in L.A., but you're not really giving me, like, your vibe is not giving me L.A.
What does it give you, Angie?
I don't know. It's very confusing to me. It's like man of mystery, Frank Ocean. That should be the name.
I'm like the Dos Equis man.
Exactly. you're the Dos Equis guy.
Oh man, that's kind of cool though.
You come from a super interesting crew.
Yeah.
With opinions and absolutely and situations.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you can come around and say it. Like there's issues, but I mean that's family. And one thing that's you know kind of peculiar about my situation is it's a crew, but it's not like a crew where it's like a it's not like a boy band or nothing where we're like this cohesive thing that moves and does everything together.
Mm-hmm.
We're like a crew of a bunch of different, you know, like artists. Mm. You know, who create their own thing and sort of their own wave in a way. Like, I don't know, it's great to be able to go through a process like this with your folks.
I have to ask you this. So when Tyler gets into something with somebody, an artist, I don't know, like Chris Brown or somebody on the internet, you know what I'm saying? Does it put you involved?
Tyler, I definitely won't go on a record and say that I latch on to every beef or, you know, confrontation or, you know, scuffle that Tyler gets into. Maybe like in the street, but in like the Matrix on the internet, I can't keep up with that. I mean, on the internet, it depends on the situation.
Mm.
And, you know, but usually not. Nah, usually it's just, it doesn't matter. Like, the commentary, all of it's bullshit. You know, like really, it's just like a bunch of like.
It is, but you have to live in it. You have to live in this.
You don't have to live in that. I refuse to believe that. I think you could live totally outside of that.
Yeah, I guess. And what's interesting about you, because at this point in your career, right, like you have, there's a lot of interest in you. There's people who are connecting to your music. You did these two songs on the Watch the Throne, which brought a whole new group of people onto right. Who you are. But I would imagine you could still go to the mall on a regular day and be cool, like.
Right. I mean,
right.
I don't really go to the mall much, but I'd imagine if I went to the mall.
Would anybody say anything to you? Here and there.
Here and there. I mean.
But not really. That's kind of a great place to be in, right?
I love it, though.
You know, that's not going to last.
They tell me that.
Yeah.
They tell me that. And, you know, look, if it doesn't, it doesn't. Like,
it might. If you keep putting out records, it's not.
I went to a concert at the Staples Center recently, and I was walking through the front, and a young lady I was with was just like, well, you know, you're not going to be able to, you know, just walk through the front in like a year's time. And my homie was like, well, I mean, why are you telling him that? Because, you know, if Michael Jordan as opposed to Michael Jackson, you can see Michael Jordan at the Four Seasons lobby. And he might have to sign a couple autographs, but it's not going to be like a Michael Jackson walk
right.
The lobby of a place. And
right. It depends how you move.
I think it depends on how you move, but.
And it depends, honestly. Listen, you're in a great position right now, but that doesn't mean that you're good money. Like,
right.
You still got,
of course.
You still got music to make. You got the work to put in. You still got
absolutely
things. You know, there's people that have a great start and then, you know, whatever, fizzle out. Honest, right?
Well, nah, that's real. And I think me coming up, I mean, all throughout my childhood, it was like success was like a preconceived notion. It was just like, I always just had in my mind that I was going to have a certain thing. And I think, I mean, fast forward and to where I am right now, wherever this is that I am right now, you know, spinning in blackness.
I love this. For me, as like somebody, you know, who's been in the game for a long time, interviewed a lot of people, this is my favorite part in an artist's career.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like our first interview. Like, I feel like I'm getting to know you. I feel like your opportunity is, like, limitless, right? So then it's still interesting to watch how you handle it, what the music winds up really sounding like.
Right.
Just if you get weird, you know what I mean? Just real talk. Like, it's
let
my.
Me know.
And by the way, I totally will. I'm good for that. I'll be like, yo, you acting weird.
Well, I mean, tell me. I mean, how am I? This is probably my. I don't know, like my first time really being on my own at a radio station and talking to, you know, talking to people through this.
To this microphone
this
and all
type
that.
Of medium there.
How do you feel? You feel okay?
I feel cool.
All right, good. All right, well, Frank Ocean is here, people. We're going to get to the number 3 song in the countdown. We're going to talk to him some more. You want to text us at 75759-997. Let's go.